Well, hey, everybody. Hey, good evening. Hey, let me just start off by saying, hey, welcome to our very first Bible Study Methods class. I am so excited that you guys are here. My name is Cale Freeman, if I haven't met you yet. I'm one of the pastors here. My official title is the Pastor of Discipleship, and what that means is I get to do really fun things like this with really great people like you guys. So, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited about this class. This class is literally a prayer and a hope that I've had for our church for quite a long time. And I'm just excited because I believe that God has something for each and every one of us as we're going to step into the scriptures over the next 4 weeks. We're going to learn a little bit more about how to use them and engage with them, rather. And upon doing all that, I believe that God is actually going to reveal a lot of really great things to each and every one of us. So I am so excited that you guys are here. You know, the mission of our church is multiplying gospel communities that love God and love people and push back darkness. So you might wonder, like, okay, so like why a Bible study class then? It's like, well, you know, really, I want Frontline to be the kind of church where we're seeing people coming to faith left and right. Like, I think about UCO and how we're able to proclaim the gospel to a lot of people there who have never heard it before, and how we've actually seen many of them come to faith. And I want to see more and more of those kind of things. I want to see people in our families who in their 20s, stepped away from the faith, but now we're starting to see in their 30s, they're coming back to it. I want to see more of those stories. And story after story that God has actually put into our church, I think he has so many more for us to see in places like marriages and parenting and friendships and our neighbors. And I truly believe that God wants to transform each and every one of our neighborhoods through the good news of the gospel. But my friends, we cannot obey what we do not know. And we can't love the one whom we do not know. We have to actually know who Jesus Christ is. We actually have to know what his word says for us to actually obey him and for us to actually know him and to be changed by him. So it's so important for us to actually learn to not just read our Bibles quickly, but to actually be able to study them and to know them and interrogate them. We want to be able to say, like, hey, I open up the text of my Bible and I say, wow, what do I see here? And I say, okay, with discernment, what does it mean? What did it mean back then? What does it mean for me today? And how does it work? How does it work for me in Edmund or in Luther in 2025? How do I apply it to my life? These are the kind of things that we want to be doing as a church as we engage the scriptures in this class. So how do we do that? Yes, we need to study the scriptures, and we need to learn good methods for actually how to do this. Now, we're going to talk more about this in just a little bit, but you know, the Bible, it's a compilation of 66 different works. They were compiled over the course of about 1,500 years, and we've been studying them since then for 2,000 years. To say that there are a few hot takes or a few strong opinions about how to engage with the scriptures would be an understatement. However, be that as it may, what we want to do is we want to give you guys a proven method that is good and tried and true that will actually help you be able to see what the scriptures meant back then and what they mean for us today. So that's exactly what we're going to do over the course of the next 4 weeks. So yes, this is called a Bible study methods class. We are going to be teaching one specific method over the next 4 weeks. So today and the next 3 Sundays. We'll talk more about that method in a little bit, but this method is called the inductive Bible study method. This is not original to us. Some of you may have even had some kind of training in this. We are going to teach on this particular method, but we're also going to do it in a way that's particularly Christ-centered, as we believe that all scripture is ultimately speaking to a truth about Christ. And we want to do it in a way that is also pointing to the fact that the Spirit is actually at work in each of us as we are doing these things, as we are reading and specifically studying the scriptures. Now, whenever we say Bible reading versus Bible study, a lot of times we use those terms interchangeably, and that's just fine. For the sake of this class, though, I'm gonna make a dichotomy here. Whenever I think about reading the Bible, I'm thinking about breadth. I'm thinking about, I want to read the scriptures. I want to get a lot of it all at one time. I think about Bible reading plans, for example, read the Bible in a year, this kind of a thing. But whenever I think about the study of the Bible, we're not worried so much about breadth as much as depth. And that's what we want to be focusing on here today. Both are important and both are needed, but that's what we're focusing on. Whenever I was thinking about this the other day, I started thinking about, it was about 2 years ago, I was hiking outside of Santa Fe. I was with Pastor David, Pastor Brandon, and all of our wives. And we were outside of Santa Fe, and we got to the top of this really small mountain, but a mountain still it was. And we were able to look out over all of Santa Fe. And we could see the whole city. And while I didn't think about it at the time, I guarantee you, while I was up there, I could have spotted what's called the San Miguel Chapel there. The original building was built in the 1600s. The building that's there right now is from the 1700s. It's the oldest church in the entire nation. And I guarantee you, I could have seen it from there, and I could have said that I had seen it. And yet, my view of it would have been very differently if I were to walk in front of it from the street. I would be able to see the details on it, be able to read the placards, let alone if I actually walked into it. But all three of those, I could have said, yes, I've seen the San Miguel Chapel, but they're all from a very different perspective and with different strengths. And so in the very same way, what we're going to be focusing on is the study, the depth rather than the breadth of the reading of Scripture, or of the study of Scripture. So there's at least two kinds of people in this room. There's at least some of us who are here who are brand new to this, and we don't really know much about the Scriptures, and we're just hungry to know more. We want to study it, and we're like, hey, all I know is that I'm supposed to read it. That might be where you're at. And I just want to say I'm so glad that you're here, if that's you. And specifically, God has gifts for you as you open up the Scriptures for you to see the good news about Jesus Christ from His Scriptures. You will see that it is more valuable than anything that you own, and you will see that it is of greater pleasure than anything that you could ever experience. Now, likewise, there are some of you in the room who have been studying the Bible maybe since before I was born, and I'm really glad that you guys are here too. And I'm excited about that because I know, and I know that you know, that any time that we're going to the Word of God, we're always in the posture of a learner, of the disciple. And there's always going to be something new for us to see. And even going back to old techniques that maybe we've even seen before, we'll see them again at a different time, and we'll see different value in them. And I think the same is true. I think God has great gifts that He wants to give you as you open up your Scriptures in the next month that we're going to be together. I think you're going to see that they're more valuable than anything that you own and greater than any pleasure that you could ever experience. This is what Psalm 19 tells us, in fact. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And the rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, and sweeter also than honey, the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." So this is my hope and this is my prayer for all of us in the next month. So what are we doing here today? At your class, or at your table, you're going to see a class overview. You guys can grab that. We're going to look at that for a second. What I want to do is frame up for you what we're going to be doing in specificity over the next couple of weeks here. First of all, at the top there, you'll see really what we're trying to do with this class. This is an introduction to the methods of biblical study to improve one's confidence in the Scriptures, the love for God, and maturity in the faith. That's what we are here to do. Notice this says an introduction to the methods. I took a class by the very same name in seminary. It was 15 weeks. That one was also called an introduction. I don't know when we actually get out of the introduction, but I just want to say, okay, like this is an introduction. The hope is not that we all walk out of here with our PhDs, but the hope is that we walk out of here being a little bit closer to seeing Christ in a clearer way. So that's what we're hoping, that we would be able to love Him in a greater way, and be able to walk in our faith with Him in a greater way. So there are some objectives here. I'm going to let you read those for yourselves, but I just want to point out it's categorized by head, heart, and hands. This is intentional. If we come in here and we only get the head knowledge, then we've only got one third of what we're actually trying to do here. You see, if we just have the head knowledge, then all we have is that. We have knowledge. This might shock you. There are many people with PhDs who have them in biblical studies who don't even believe the scriptures. They just find it interesting. We don't just want the head knowledge. Of course, this is a class. We're going to give you a lot of head knowledge, but we also want this knowledge to change your heart, our affections, what we love and what we hate. And if our head changes, if our heart or our soul changes, then surely our hands will as well. This is our actions, how we're actually going to live. So it's my hope, it's my prayer for each of us that so much changes in us, not merely that we learn a method, though indeed we're going to learn a method together. So a little bit of information here. Participation and method. Hey, this is a class that has been created with an assumption, and it is that whenever we have repetition in our lives, it's actually going to help us. Repetition in a class, rather. So we've intentionally made some repetition in here. You're going to have things like homework, which is going to prepare you for the group discussions. The group discussions are going to prepare you for the lectures. We've done this on purpose. Today you're going to have an overview of the method. Over the next 3 weeks, we're going to go through each step of the method, whole day devoted to it. I just want to point out to you, this is actually done for a reason. Whenever we're actually learning something, whenever we say, like, okay, we got this information, and now we have to pull it back out of our brain, we have to actually try it ourselves, it actually implants into our brain a bit better. So we're doing this on purpose. You're going to see some repetition, but I want you to know that that is intentional. Likewise, there is a cost to be paid, and it is the cost of time. Now, that doesn't mean that you're here and like, okay, you've got to like spend a ton of time just because you're taking this class, doing a bunch of homework. No, no, no. The homework is going to be, the ask is 30 minutes plus or minus 10, okay? We all have a lot of things going on in our lives. I'm just happy that you guys are here in the first place. But what I want to do is give you homework that's going to help you. It's going to be about 30 minutes. But there's no substitute for learning to study the Bible than studying the Bible. So I'm going to give you a lot of tools. And it's really up to each of you to decide when you're going to take them out of the tool shed. And there's just no, there's no getting away from that. There is a cost, and it might be something that is really good. It might be something that's really bad. But if you can't find a sliver in your calendar for where you're going to study the scriptures, then it may not happen in real time either. So I just want to point out to you that there is something to be said there in terms of actually learning to study them, we have to actually study them. In other words, it's often said, hey, it's not a microwave burrito, it's not easy, and it's not fast. It's more like the brisket. It's 10 to 14 hours of just deliciousness. That's what we're going for with this. So, okay, enough about that. Homework and discussions. Yeah, so the homework is going to inform the discussions. We're going to walk into each of these sessions with a discussion. It's going to be fueled by your homework. And then we'll get into the lectures or the teachings after that. As far as the schedule, you'll see that below. Why study the Bible is what we're going to do here in a little bit. And then we're going to get into the three steps of the inductive Bible study method, observation, interpretation, application. We'll get into all that in just a bit. Lastly, before we go to a discussion, hey, I just wanted to point out that we've chosen intentionally an embodied method. We're embodied souls. God made us in order to like come together as the church, together in the person, in the flesh. We could have sent you a video with this information, okay? We live in 2025, it's possible. But we so decided that this was so valuable for us to all be in the same room with other members of the church to grow together that it would actually influence things like our community group and our entire church. That's why we've actually done this together. Now, I don't have to preach that to you guys too much. You're all already here. But just to say, we are going to record these. I know some of you guys are going to be gone. I just want you to know that that is available to you. But I just wouldn't rely on it if you can be here. So with that being said, we're going to start here in just a couple of minutes with session one. But before that, we're going to have a discussion. Yay. You guys are a tough crowd. I don't know, like, man, I see lots of smiles and no laughter. So that being said, we're going to have a discussion. Here's the hope. I want you guys to get to know each other a bit at your tables. Many of you are at tables with people that you already know. I want you to get to know them in a different way, specifically around reading the Bible. We're gonna spend a few minutes here. I'm gonna give you a couple of different talking points, and you don't feel like you have to stay on them. If you get off of them, then what you're doing is you're probably having a real conversation and discussion. But here's a good couple places to start. What part of the Bible do you find the most joy in reading? What part is most exciting to you? And by the way, yes, it's all God-breathed and all-important, but that's okay. Wherever you just find like a ton of joy, you're like, man, like this part just always speaks to me so clearly. Secondly, when the class is finished, what part of the Bible do you hope is more accessible to you? In other words, what's something that right now you're like, man, whenever I open the scriptures, I'm really foggy in this place or the other? And where would you like it to be less foggy? And then lastly, if something were to keep you from studying the Bible, what would it be? Would it be, for example, technique? I don't know how to do it. Would it be relevance? I don't know how it actually is relevant to me. Or could it be something else? So we're gonna have about 20 minutes here, get to know people at your tables or get to know them a bit better. Here are a few questions to consider, and then we'll start with session one. All right, race it, go.